Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeff White with Jeff White Fitness Solutions. I'm a wellness coach, certified personal trainer, author, and motivational speaker. I want to welcome you to my Blog Talk Radio show, Making the Difference. Now, the purpose of the show is to highlight individuals who encourage us to be the best we can be, either physically, mentally, or spiritually. I believe in order to survive in this world, it's important to be mentally strong, and I believe being spiritually, mentally, and physically tough all go hand in hand. It's also important to actually see and interact with people who are doing something positive with their lives because they can help educate and motivate us to be better and do better. And this is really important because our society tends to put the most attention on things that are negative. I mean, think about it. The lead story in the news is usually something bad that's happened. A lot of our music our young people listen to glorifies sex and violence, and the list goes on. Now, being bombarded with this type of negativity day after day, week after week, and month after month can really start to affect people subconsciously if they're not careful. So it's important for all of us, that includes me, and to spread the positivity. And we especially want to be mindful of our young people as well. So tonight, we are going to talk about business. Now, I know a lot of you guys know me as a personal trainer, but in a previous life, I was a licensed stockbroker, and I helped my clients invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, options, college plans, you know, all that good stuff. And I have a degree in business administration from Illinois State University. So with that said, I'm a really big proponent of starting your own business and doing what you love. And that is why our guest is here tonight. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this gentleman. Our guest was born and raised in St. Petersburg, Florida. And when he was 15, his mother bought him a pair of hair clippers. Now, you know, he played with those for a minute, and he discovered he had a real talent for cutting hair because all his classmates started coming to him to cut their hair. I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, as his passion for cutting hair grew, his uncle recognized his talent, and his uncle paid his tuition at Sun State Beauty Academy, which is pretty amazing. Now, after graduating, he worked as a licensed barber at several barbershops. And then even though he really enjoyed working for other people, he always wanted to open his own shop, and he wanted to provide jobs for other licensed barbers. You got to respect that. So one day he had the golden opportunity to purchase his own shop, and he has not looked back. So now he is the proud owner of Mister's Barber Lounge in St. Petersburg, Florida. His clients include men, women, and children of all ages, and he looks forward to providing a business that the entire community can benefit from. Now, tell me this is not something we don't need more of all over. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want you to meet Antoine Jennings. Antoine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm so glad you're here. And let me say, everyone out there, we are live. And if you want to call in, you can join the convo at 267-521-0169. So let me say, Twine, first off, I am excited to have you on the show because I think in this day and age, owning a business is more important than ever.
Right.
Too many of us, I know you can agree with this too, are relying on someone else for our livelihood. And
right.
At the same time, too many of us are getting laid off. I mean, I know I've been laid off twice. And mm-hmm. And of course, now, you know, the talk on the circuit is now we're just waiting on jobs to come back. So I think what you're doing is fantastic, and I think that you can inspire other people to start, you know, trying to get their own business going.
Right.
So can you tell us how much do you enjoy being self-employed?
Well, actually, I don't enjoy it. I love being self-employed.
That's what's up.
I mean, you set your own hours. You're your own boss. You know, you it just feels good walking into your own establishment and mm-hmm. knowing that it's yours. You know, and you know the greeting the customers, being a people person, like that's what I enjoy. And just networking, like doing like numerous of things in the community, and just, you know, being able to just be your own boss, it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, yeah, it's okay to have a job. Yeah, I mean, but like punching in on the clock and being your own boss is a little bit different. You know, I mean, and you'll say it's a little bit different. It's a lot different. It's a lot different. And you know, it has its ups and downs. But when you look at it, you gotta love it. You know, because like I say, you make your own hours and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, another thing about that, though, is you pretty much control your own destiny, you know,
right.
Because I know, and I know, I speak for myself and other people that I know, they are praying that they get to keep their job. That's number one. And number two, they're set as to how much money they can make. You know, there's
right.
a cap on their limits and their ability. But when you have your own, you know, and if it's something you really enjoy, you can really just work hard, put your head down, and the sky
mm-hmm.
is the limit.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Like, just knowing that you can wake up in the morning, you know, and you have that drive to go to your own business, that says a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like my name is Torn. Yeah, everybody say, yeah, my name is Antoine Jennings or whatever. But when they see, like, me, they'd be like, oh, you mister. You know, I had somebody come in the other day, and he was like, he didn't know my name. He was like, what's your name? I said, my name Antoine. He said, you know what? I'm going to call you Mr. I say, okay, I like that. I say, so when you see me, if you forget my name, then your name, that's my name, Mr.
Ah, so that's how you got the name for the shop. I like that.
Yeah, right, you know.
Okay, but you know there's one thing that holds people back from starting own business? That's fear. That's that
right.
fear of the unknown. They are just scared to death to make that leap of faith.
Right.
How did you do it? How did you just get the courage to get out there and step out on faith?
Well, I prayed. At first, I had to, like, ask him just to give me the vision to, like, you know, just to see it, you know, because you can't just jump out there without you know, having him first.
That's right.
You know, you got to have a plan. You know, you got to, like, write it down. Like, it has to make sense. Like, if it doesn't, like, me personally, I don't
mm-hmm.
like doing nothing if it does not make sense. Like, and if somebody comes to me with something and it's a plan, like, if you can make it make sense to me, then, I'm with it, you know. So, but like I say, you have to have, you know, you have to, like, have prayer first. Start out with prayer, and then second, you have to have a plan. Once you have a plan, you have to, like, put it in works. You have to pray about it. You have to get your resources, you know. You have to have a good support system, you know. You can't just, like, you can't do it by yourself. It's not going to work by yourself. And I tried that to do it by myself, and it takes longer. Like, you just, because you don't really know the resources, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have them. They're not accessible to you. And by me being a barber, everybody comes in a barbershop. So somebody was going to come in here, and, you know, like, they see you working or whatever, they'd be like, man, you're good. You know, you haven't thought about getting your own shop. I mean, I thought about it plenty of times. You know, but and you can't get comfortable. I mean, I got comfortable quite some times. I ain't even gonna tell you how many times I got comfortable. But like, you can't get comfortable. Once you get comfortable, you know, that's when your faith just goes down. So you always want to, like, grow. You just gotta, you know, you don't want to just sit there and just, you know, be in the same spot. You just want to grow and grow and grow. So you have to just, you know, keep the faith, you know.
You know what? You bring up a really good point about, you know, first off, you have to keep the faith, because first off, I'm speaking from personal experience, and I know you can relate to this too. It don't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes time to build a business, and what I've seen personally is people will put a time limit on certain things. They'll say, okay, I give myself 6 months. If it don't work in 6 months, maybe this wasn't meant to be. Then you'll have, you know, quote-unquote friends, you know, family members say, well, you know, it ain't working, so maybe you should just give up. It just ain't for you. But that's
right.
where your faith comes in. You have to have faith.
You have to.
Yeah, because first of all, you cannot put a time limit on success. I like Steve Harvey, you know, and he's done a lot in his life. But and people, a lot of people want his fame and fortune, but what they do not realize is he was homeless for 3 years.
Right.
He slept in his car for 3 years. Now, if you just think about that, 3 years in his car before he got on Showtime at the Apollo. And I can only imagine how many people said he was crazy for, you know, doing what he did. But he had faith. And that's exactly what you said. You got to have faith it's going to work. You don't know when it's going to work, but he is going to start blessing you, and you're just going to have the abundance of everything that you ever wanted in life.
Right, right. I don't know, like, when you were saying, like you just got to have that drive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when, like you yourself got to have that drive, and then once you get a good support system, like, you know, to push you, family, friends, whoever, this, like, you want to make sure you have a good support system, you know, because that they are key, you know. Like I said, you can't do it by yourself. And I don't care what you say, nobody can sit and say they just went out and did anything by themselves. I mean, you probably a select few, but you know what I'm saying? I just feel like everybody needs some type of help. I mean, being a small business owner, like, you don't have, like, a whole bunch of resources.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's why they say small business owner, you know. You know, so, I mean, you just got to put the plan into action and just go. You know, you can't, like, if you just sit there and just be, what's the word I'm looking for, still, if you just be still and don't put it in play, it's not going to work. You just, I'm going to do this next month, or I'm going to do this today or tomorrow. Like, you just keep putting it off and putting it off, then it's never going to happen. Like, you have to go. Just go. And that's what I mean by, like, just having faith and take that leap of faith and just go. Don't be scared, because if you're scared, like, it's not going to happen. You're going to defeat yourself every time.
You got to get up to the plate if you want to hit a home run.
Right,
you know?
Right. And every time you're not going to hit a home run, every time you're not going to hit a home run, you're going to get like 1,000 no's before you get one yes.
There you go.
But that one person, that's that person that's going to take, you know, going to see your work ethic. They're going to see, you know, your drive, and they're going to take a chance on you. And that's the one person that you go with, you know, and then everything else going to follow. Then sooner or later, another person going to come. They're going to join your team. Then you just keep building and building and building. The next thing you know, you got your whole baseball team, and now y'all just being successful, you know.
Twine, you just said something really, really important that I don't think people even caught that. They didn't catch the magnitude of what you just said, and I'm dead serious. You said you could have 1,000 no's before you get that one yes. Do you know how long it takes to get 1,000 no's? Do you know how demoralizing that can be to get 1,000 no's?
Right. I mean, It'll beat you down. Like, you'll start feeling bad. You know, you're like, dang, why don't nobody want to take a chance on me?
Exactly.
But you got to keep it. You just got to be like, okay, you know what? Because I done had 1,000 no's.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been told, like, you can't worry about them no's. Somebody going to take a yeah. Somebody going to take a chance, or they going to say yeah.
Yep. So, people, I hope you guys are listening, because he's talking from the heart and he is telling the truth. And I give you an example. We all know who Jay-Z is. You know, he's Mr. Everything now. He's married to Beyonce. But before he got big, he got rejected by every single record label out there. Every single record label. So I want people to just think about that. Jay-Z, one of the most popular rappers in the history of rap, he got rejected by every single record label. That's how, I don't know how many no's that is. That's a whole lot of no's. But he kept at it, and here he is. The rest is history.
Right.
Twan, we got a caller. Let's see who this caller is.
Hello?
Caller, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Caller,
I have
how you
a
doing?
Question. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. What's
Hello?
Your name,
can y'all call
me?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, my name
fine.
Is Rachel. I have a question. What's your motivation? I've kind of started late, so I don't know if anybody asked you that already, but what motivated you to, you know, start your own business, and what keeps you motivated?
Just knowing what motivated me to start my own business is just, like, knowing that I can, like, be an inspiration to people, you know, like, people look up to me, you know, and They like, oh, that's Twan. Oh, yeah. You know, it make you feel like your name has a little clout to it, you know, especially when you're a good guy. You know what I'm saying? And I just love what I'm doing. Like, you have to love what you do to stay motivated. Like, if you don't love what you're doing, you're not going to be motivated. So I love what I do, you know.
Okay. And what gets you out of the bed every day to go to work? And, you know,
I have my own business, knowing that I have my own business and I'm able to change somebody's life or make them feel good about themselves, I think that says a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
Okay.
I want to chime in on that, Rachel. He said passion. Passion is very important, and passion is not the same as excitement. A lot of people will be excited about starting a business or starting something
mm-hmm.
new, but
mm-hmm.
when they start to get those no's and things get really tough, that excitement wears off, and you have to have that passion that you just simply love what you do to keep going
right.
forward.
Right.
You got to have that passion. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Because that's
any more questions for
Rachel?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a big thing with people that start in their own business. Like, they get unmotivated real quickly because things aren't going right. And so I was just wondering, like, what gets you out of the bed every day and makes you go? But your answer, it made a lot of sense. It's only the only answer for the question. Like, you have to have something to get you out of the bed. So, no, that was my only question.
Well, you got to have passion. You got to have it. Like, if you don't have it, like, you're not going to want to get in bed. And don't get it twisted. Now, some days, it's just like any other job, you know. Like, you get up and you be like, oh, man, I'm just tired, you know. But, like, you still got to go. And once you get there, you know, you're on your way there. And once you get there, like, you perk up. You know what I'm saying? You start having conversations with people, you know. I mean, like, don't think it's just all happy-go-lucky every day, because it's just like any other job. It's just that. Like, I'm a boss owner instead of I'm a small business owner instead of a corporate or a Fortune 500 company or something. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's no different.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, thank y'all for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Twan,
uh-huh,
we got another caller. We got another caller, Twan.
All right.
You're popular tonight. Let's see who we got
Ooh.
Now.
Woo-hoo.
Caller, you are on the air.
Hello.
Caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Hear me? I'm fine. How are you?
Okay,
I'm great.
What's your name?
My name is Angel.
Angel, thanks for calling. What you got a question for us tonight?
I don't have a question. It's just a comment. I just really want to call in and salute Twan for what he's doing and being an inspiration to the community and all the great things that he's doing. I follow him on Instagram, and, you know, you see it, but to see people actually with the people and touch the community, like, it's a good thing. It's not enough people out there that's like that, and I just wanted to say that to him. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad my work is not going unnoticed.
Oh, it's
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, not
thank
at all.
You.
Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Have
take
a
care.
Good evening.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, you too. Bye bye.
Yeah, Twan, like I said, the name of the show is Making a Difference, and you, sir, are definitely making a difference. So we just want to thank you again for inspiring so many people. You know, and again, I want to reiterate something else that you said.
Mm-hmm.
It is a job, and it ain't easy.
Right.
It is not easy, and you have to be willing to work extremely hard because you are the boss, and no one is going to tell you to get up and get out of bed and get to work. So you have
right.
to have that drive, which comes
right.
back to that passion.
Right.
You know?
You have this. It goes for long days and long nights. Sometimes, you know, you don't really get to sleep how you want to, you know, but that's all about being your boss. You know, you have meetings here. You have to talk to this person, you know, but – at the end, you know, it pays off. You know, it's worth it.
Exactly.
You know?
Twan, we got another caller. Hold on.
Right.
Caller, are you here? Caller, can you hear me?
Yes,
caller,
I can hear
you. Hear me? Hi, how you doing? Hi, what's your question? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, we're going to put it back on hold. Okay, because we got one more coming in.
All right.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, thanks
for
calling.
Me?
What's your name?
My name is
Lisa.
How are you? I'm good today.
Okay.
My question is for Antoine. I'd just like to ask you, what is the hardest thing about being a business owner, and have you ever felt like throwing in the towel?
No, I never felt like throwing in the towel because I love what I do, you know. I'm going to say the hardest thing about being a business owner is, for me, is to keep everyone happy. Because, cutting hair is not easy, so you have to be good at what you do. You know, if somebody gets a bad haircut, that's the, like, they get mad, or they're furious, you know. So, everyone that comes in my door, you know, it's all about making sure they have a smile when they come in and I'm going to smile when they leave, you know. I never want to throw in the towel, especially about something, you know, something that I wanted so bad. And then I finally get it. Just throwing in the towel. No, my towels, I don't even know where the towel's at, to be honest.
I like that.
So on those stressful
that.
Days, like, how do you diffuse? Like, how do you, you know, deal with the stress of trying to please everybody?
You have to have an outlet. I think everybody should have an outlet. For me, my outlet is like just going to the gym, and, you know, I go, and after I leave, I'm fine, you know, because yes, I do have stressful days. And some days I it's just way longer than others, you know, but I mean, like, you have to have some type of outlet. And I mean, like, a positive outlet, not a negative, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, everybody has something, some type of negativity, like, in their life that happens at some point in time. But for the most part, you try to keep everything positive, especially by being a business owner. Like, your mind, your judgment can't be like everybody else's judgment. You know, you have to stay focused. You know, like, say for instance, like, say if somebody comes in the shop and they just, they really getting impatient or whatever, like, you can't handle it like as if you're like one of the, like if you're like, okay, I'm the owner, but I can't handle it if I was like one of the workers here. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I have to be the one that diffused the situation.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. But for the most part, I mean, everything goes well, you know. I don't have one complaint about being a business owner.
That's excellent. Awesome. That's excellent. Yeah. Caller, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
You too. Swan, I have more questions for you, but we got another call.
All right.
Everyone's calling for you tonight. This is fantastic. Yeah.
I know that's right.
Okay, hold on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Monique.
Monique, thanks for calling. You have a question for Twan?
Actually, I do. First, I want to say, Twan, I really appreciate what you do in the community, but I also appreciate what you do for the youth. I've been in your shop, and I bring my son there, and it's always a very positive outcome when we're there. It's always a positive environment, so I appreciate that. My question is, how did you get to a point where you can build your clientele to where, not that you were comfortable, but you were in a situation where you were able to handle everything without having to stress too much?
I would say you're never, like, comfortable, because you always want to build. You know,
right.
You always want to build, like, I don't know, if it was up to me, I'd try to cut everybody possible. You know, but I always want to build my clientele. Like, you just don't want to get comfortable, you know. So, I don't know, like, it's, I don't know, you just have to, like, if you want to provide a good service for the clients, you know. So, I mean, and, like, the cuts, they're like a walking billboard, you know what I'm saying? So once they go out, somebody going to ask them, where you get your cut from or what? They're going to say, and mistress, who cut it? Twan. Okay, so now you're getting more clientele on top of that, more clientele on top of that. I mean, and to be honest, you just got to be thankful for it. You can't really, and it's not that you're getting stressed. It's just, you know, I mean, it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, and I just feel like when God has favor on your life, then, you know, everything is going to go well. I mean, you just have to stay humble.
I definitely agree with that.
You can't. Like, you just can't, like, you know, you can't feel like you cocky or whatever. You know, just be humble, and everything going to fall into place.
Speaking of humble, caller, thank you so much for calling. Oh, go ahead. You got another question?
No, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Hey, Twan, you did something fantastic about a month and a half ago. I think if people don't know, they need to know what you did. You did it on more than one occasion. You opened up your shop and gave free haircuts to the homeless. I don't know if anyone is watching this the stream on Blog Talk Radio, but we have pictures of you giving haircuts to some people, and I have a couple shots from one of your homeless events. So I commend you for that. Just giving back is so important, and you're not just talking it. You're being about it. So people need to understand that, yes, you want to, you know, make money and, you know, live lavish and all that good stuff, but sometimes you just have to stop and give back. And so how did that make you feel just to help so many people? And you did it more than once. You did it twice.
Oh, no, it's a humbling experience. Like, it really tears you down a little bit. Like, at the end of the day, like, after we cut the homeless and stuff and they left with smiles on their face, like, I can honestly say that for those two events, we changed lives. Like, they went out for interviews on jobs. They got hired for jobs. You know, it was just, like, in the conversation just with them, it's amazing because you, like, sometimes, like, when you see a homeless person, like, you feel like they're beneath you, and really they're not. You know, they just hit hard times, and they just need some help, you know. And if I'm able to give them that help, I just make them feel good about themselves, because sometimes their self-esteem has went down, you know. So if their self-esteem could get back up just to go out and put that application in, I feel like they have hope. It's like if I have hope for them, then they have hope for themselves, you know. So, but like I say, it's real humbling, and I'm glad I did it, you know. And like I actually knew some of the homeless people. You know, and by me knowing them, like, I was like, dang, you know, how you doing? You know, and I tell them, like, if you need help, come to the shop, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, just don't think, like, this is the only time I'm going to have to cut your hair, because, like, we're going to do it annually. But, like, if you really need a cut, like, you can come to the shop and I'll take care of you. It might not be, like, right then and there, but, like, I'll tell you when to come back and I'll take care of you. Even if I got to leave my shop doors open later, I'll do it. You know, I don't have a problem with it, but it's like I said, it's real humbling. I don't know. It touched me pretty bad.
This is how you get ahead in life, because you're helping other people. You're not kicking them when they're down. You are reaching back and helping people. And I can tell you, ain't nothing like a fresh cut. You feel like one of the Powerball. Ain't nothing like, you know. And you said something important, too. Not all homeless people are the stereotypical homeless type. Some people are just down on their luck. So, you know, on a side note, if you see a homeless person, don't look down on them, because you never know the situation.
Right,
you're doing that. So that's fantastic. Okay, so Twan, tell us where you how can people contact you? What's your contact information?
My address, and I'm located 6393 MLK Street North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 337OT, Suite 106. Mr.'s Barber Lounge, the phone number is 727-502-0575. Again, Mr.'s Barber Lounge, 727-502-0575.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. Do you have any advice, any more advice for someone who wants to start a business, but they're afraid? What would you tell them?
I would tell them, don't be afraid. Just, you know, like I say, write down your plan, you know, like make a vision board. You know, I've learned that you have to write stuff down to see it. You You have to speak it into existence. Pray about it. Pray about it. It may not happen when you want it to happen because it's not God's timing for it to happen. It'll happen when He wants it to happen, and you just have to sit and be patient because it's going to happen. You just got to pray about it and just have faith. You know.
I agree. You know, we live in a society that is, I like to call it the microwave society. We pop something in the microwave and it's ready in 2 to 3 minutes. But
right.
Some things have to go in the oven. You have to put in the oven
right.
at 450 and let it cook for
right,
3 to 4
hours. Right,
right.
Yeah.
And the business
a lot of people, they want it now. You can't have now.
No.
Like if you want now, then that means you're not even really, like, planning for the future. You got to look at, like, you got to look at like 2 years down the line or a year, like where you want to be at, you know, how,
mm-hmm.
You know, how we like look at yourself, you know, yeah, you can look at your life in the through the rear view and yeah, that's cool. You can look at all the stuff that mistakes that you made and that's fine, but you don't need to focus on that. Focus on everything that's in front of you, you know, I mean, and everything else will come into play.
I tell people this all the time, which food tastes better? The food that you put in the microwave or the food that you put in the crock pot. Crock pot there you go. That's it right there, crock pot.
Right.
So anyone who wants to start a business, hunker down because you're in it for the long term. It's not going to happen
right.
overnight. You're going to get 1,000 no's, but you keep going. And you find motivational people like my man Twan here, and they will uplift you because they know exactly what you're going through. And that's the key. Finding positive people who will uplift you while you're trying to build that business, not tear you down. If they're trying to tear you down, you do not need them in your life. You need people, honestly, you need people like Twan because he is about the business. He understands. He's been through all the no's, and he has the passion. And if you have it, you got to find people like that to keep you up and keep you going.
Right.
All right, Twan, we are slightly over, but you know, I really didn't care. conversation. So, sir, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And
I want to thank you for having me.
Oh, this is fantastic. And I think that you helped a lot of people. And, you know, also this show is going to be recorded. People will be able to access it on the Blog Talk Radio, my channel, within the next half an hour or so. So, everyone, I want to thank you for listening in, and Twan, do you have any final words?
I just want to thank everybody for, you know, listening. I want to thank Jeff for having me on the show. I want to thank the callers for calling in with the questions. I really appreciate it. I do this for my community, to be honest, you know, and I'm just glad I was able to be an inspiration to people.
All right. Thank you so much, Twan.
All right.
Have a good night. Everyone, you have a good night.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.